Hello everyone, it's Mr. Charlton here, and this is Audio Story 435. Now the next story has been chosen by two different children in two different parts of the world. It has been chosen by Sandy, hello Sandy, and Karuna, hello Karuna, and they have asked for a story called Ferdinand. Are you ready? Okay. Let's begin. The Story of Ferdinand by Munro Leaf. Once upon a time in Spain, there was a little bull and his name was Ferdinand. All the other little bulls he lived with would run and jump and butt their heads together, but not Ferdinand. He liked to sit just quietly and smell the flowers. Oh, delicious! He had a favourite spot out in the pasture, under a cork tree. It was his favourite tree, and he would sit in the shade all day and all night, and he would smell the beautiful flowers. Sometimes his mother, who was a cow, would worry about him. She was afraid he would be lonesome all by himself. "Oh, why don't you run and play with the other little bulls and skip and butt your head?" she would say. But Ferdinand would shake his head. "I like it better here where I can sit just quietly and smell the flowers." His mother saw that he was not lonesome, and because she was an understanding mother, even though she was a cow, she let him just sit there and be happy. As the years went by, Ferdinand grew and grew and grew and grew and grew and grew until, wow, he was very big and very strong. All the other bulls who had grown up with him in the same pasture would fight each other all day, every day. They would butt each other and stick each other with their horns. What they wanted most of all was to be picked to fight at the bullfights in Madrid. Did Ferdinand want to do that? No, he did not. Not Ferdinand. He still liked just to sit quietly under the cork tree and smell the delicious, beautiful flowers. One day, five men came in very funny hats to pick the biggest, fastest, roughest bull to fight in the bullfights in Madrid. All the other bulls ran around snorting and butting, leaping and jumping, so the men would think that they were very, very strong and very, very fierce and would pick them. Ferdinand knew that they wouldn't pick him, and he didn't care, so he went to his favourite cork tree just to sit down. He didn't look where he was sitting, and instead of sitting on the nice cool grass in the shade, he sat on a bumblebee. Well, if you were a bumblebee and a bull sat on you, what would you do? You would sting him, and that is just what this bee did to Ferdinand. Bzz, 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 bzz. Wow, did it hurt? Ferdinand jumped up with a snort. He ran around puffing and snorting, butting and pawing the ground as if he was crazy. Bang, bang, bang. The five men saw him and they all shouted with joy. Here was the largest and fiercest bull of all, just the one for the bullfights in Madrid. So they took him away for the bullfight day in a cart. What a day it was. Flags were flying, bands were playing, and all over the lovely ladies had flowers in their hair. They had a parade in the bullring. First came the bandolerillos with long sharp pins with ribbons on them to stick in the bull and make him mad. Next came the picadores who rode skinny horses, and they had long spears to stick in the bull and make him madder. Then came the matador, the proudest of all. He thought he was very handsome and bowed to the ladies. Woo! He had a red cape and a sword and was supposed to stick the bull last of all. He was the one who would end the life of Ferdinand. Then came the bull. And you know who this is, don't you, boys and girls? Which bull is it? Correct! It is Ferdinand. They called him Ferdinand the Fierce, and all the bandoleros were afraid of him, and the picadors were afraid of him, and the matador was scared stiff. Ferdinand ran to the middle of the ring, and everyone shouted and clapped because they thought he was going to fight fiercely and butt and snort and stick his horns around. They were waiting for this, but not Ferdinand. When he got to the middle of the ring, he saw the flowers in all the lovely ladies' hair, and he just sat down quietly and smelled. He wouldn't fight and be fierce no matter what they did. He just sat and smelled. And the banderillos were mad, and the picadors were madder, and the matador was so mad he cried because he couldn't show off his cape and sword. So they had to take Ferdinand all the way home. And for all I know, he is sitting there still under his favourite cork tree, smelling the delicious and beautiful flowers just quietly. He is very, very happy. The end. Boys and girls, what a lovely story about Ferdinand. I'm sure many of you have seen that movie. It is an absolutely fantastic movie, and I recommend it to all of my listeners. And the good news is, the bull didn't get hurt, which is wonderful news for everybody. I will see you all very soon on Mr. Charlton's Audio Stories. 3, 2, 1, bye, bye, bye.